45 yards on 26 carries. Handoff to Wisner once again right up the middle to the 35-yard line. This is a 3-yard gain for Wisner. Tackle made by Garrison Dyer, linebacker for USA. Second down and 7.
This is old school football, Clark, and I mean old school. You just keep handing it to that guy until he can't take it anymore, and he has absolutely excelled in that role. 27 carries. You don't see anybody at any level getting 27 carries in a game, and he's not done yet.
There's still 4 minutes and change left here in regulation. 28-22, Lakers by 6. Trying to hang on to this lead. USA trying to extend this ball game. I formation, abandoning the double wing. Now Ethan Wisner, the fullback. 2 lead blockers in front of him, including Blake Smithers. To the right, has lead blockers again. They cross the 30, still on his feet at the 20. And tackled inbounds at the 20-yard line. And move the chains once again for Ethan Wisner and the Lakers. 3:58 left in regulation, 28-22.
Just the same old play over and over. It's a pitch to the right. They don't even care that it's the near side of the field. Running behind Blake Smithers, running by Colton Oyavida. Those guys have been just sealing off that edge on the right side, and that USA Patriot defense, just no answer, and Wisner exposing them every step of the way.
Clock starts to roll, 3:45 left in regulation. Lakers taking their time, leading by 6 points. Connor McCain comes back in the call from Steve Herberg, head coach now for 4 years at Lakers. First and 10. Play clock, less than 10. Connor McCain, it's a snap. Ethan Wisner once again, and USA snuffs that one out and is actually going to bring him down for a 2-yard loss back at the 22-yard line. Tackle made by number 75, Dakota Miller, defensive tackle for USA. Second down and 12. Clock going to be under 3 minutes by the time this next snap is off.
USA doing a pretty good job that time of stopping Wisner. That patience didn't work out. USA gets in the backfield and actually wraps him up for very little, actually no gain on the play.
2:54. Lakers coming back to the line of scrimmage, working on the right hash, left to right across your radio in their home green uniforms. Connor McCain under center. Blake Smith is behind him. Another backer, that'd be number 52, Oyavida. And then added the handoff to Ethan Wisner. And he gets out for a loss of another yard on that one. Keegan Bixman on the stop. And now a third down and 13. And we have a timeout called by the USA Patriots. That's their third and final of the half.
Finally, back-to-back running plays by USA. They're able to get into the backfield. Lakers hasn't tried to disguise anything. They showed them exactly what they plan on doing. And USA finally gets some linebackers in there to make some tackles in the backfield. So now third down and 13. One of the worst situations the Lakers has been in. They're up 6 with 2.5 minutes to go in this game. Now USA has no timeouts. So for Lakers, I don't see any reason to not run the football here. They're going to run the football is what I'm trying to say. Get another 30 seconds off the clock. See what happens. Go for it on fourth down. Worst case scenario, you give USA the football with approximately a minute 45 to go in the game. They have to go the length of the field on your home field with no timeouts. Situation still looks pretty good for Lakers, even if they don't come up with a first down here.
With a backup quarterback.
Exactly. But
it's Connor Kettle.
Connor Kettle. He's shown that he can pretty much do everything. You haven't said it tonight, but I am certain that guy does windows.
Yes, most certainly. 2:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lakers leading by 6 points, 28-22. USA taking an extended COVID timeout here. Extends it to 2 minutes. Now they're coming back on the field after 2 straight losses of Lakers running the ball. That's the first time in a long time that Ethan Wisner has been brought down for not even just a short game, but a loss.
And USA just bringing multiple defenders. No. Eventually, at this point, they're just bringing everybody, and that's what it's going to take to stop Wisner at this point.
Coming back to the double wing offense. Pitch out to Zach Kretschmer coming around the right side. Has the edge. Cuts back in, down to inside the 10. Has the first down. Brought down at the 7-yard line. 3 yards past the sticks. Moves the chains and converts on third and long. Zach Kretschmer and the Lakers.
And that's just an excellent job by the Lakers. It's inexcusable for any defense to just give up the bread and butter running play you know is coming right at you. But Wisner has completely wore them down. This offensive line has them wore right down. And who's the fresh running back? Hasn't had a carry in 30 minutes, but one of their better running backs in the first half, which was Zach Kretschmer. And he absolutely finds the sideline, stays in bounds, and is able to get that clock just turning away.
2 minutes, 10 seconds, clock rolling still. Lakers taking their time. Connor McCain staying on the sideline still with Steve Herberg, who have all three timeouts in their pocket, and it appears that they're going to be taking one of them here. As there's less than 10 seconds on the play clock, Herberg still waiting for it, less than five, and now he calls the timeout with 1 second left on the play clock with 1 minute and 50 seconds left in regulation in a six-point lead, 28-22. Dave Hansen, Steve Herberg clearly knows what works and has just put it all on his workhorse of Ethan Wisner the second half.
Well, he's found something that worked, and he has not gone away from it. And that credit to him, because USA had no answer for it. But I do believe if he wanted to, he could have played off of that at any point in time. But trust his young stud fullback, running back, whatever you want to call Ethan Wisner. He's a stud. We can all agree on that. And he absolutely handled the rock well tonight. But that offensive line, he's definitely taking them out to lunch tomorrow, because those guys absolutely set the tone for this game. And they're the unsung heroes for Ethan Wisner tonight.
28-22, Lakers by 6 points. Less than 2 minutes to play in this ballgame. Taking their time. Lakers still in the huddle on the sideline. Coming back out of the field. Led by Weston Bowles center. Connor McCain, sophomore quarterback. Under center, back into the double wing offense. Ethan Wisner actually coming out and kneeling in the Jenny Flag offense, and there's the first kneel with 1:50 remaining in regulation.
Now, no timeouts for USA, so they're going to milk as much clock as possible and virtually slowly squeeze the life out of the Patriots right here with a couple more genuflect offenses.
Trying to do the math here, and of course I think it's a little too cold to think the play clock together with the game clock rolling down. Less than 90 seconds now, facing a second down and goal to go from the 8-yard line.
And whatever happened to just kind of slowly getting us into the cold?
Right?
They just drop it right on us, don't
well,
they?
Well, it's the year of COVID, so why not? Connor McCain with another kneel, 107 left. Dallas brings up a third down and goal to go from the 10-yard line.
You'll enjoy this, Clark, more than anybody that I know, but Bad Axe extends their lead over Reese with a late field goal.
Oh, fantastic. Ring the bell.
17-7, they have the lead over Reese.
So Bad Axe will get their second.
7 minutes to go in that game.
Okay, all right. Still plenty of time. In this one, we have 40 seconds left. A third and goal to go from the 10. And Lakers will be going for one more kneel here before fourth down. There's the kneel. And that is it. The Lakers hang on with a six-point victory over the USA Patriots and improve to 3-0 on the season. Coach Steve Herberg hands it off to Ethan Wisner, and he'll take care of the rest. A big night from Ethan Wisner on the night. 30 carries, 156 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the sophomore fullback. Final score from Laker Country, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 28, USA 22. We'll have your post-game show and wrap-up right over this on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. Final score, Lakers 28, USA 22.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go.